A lot going on in the nation's capital, and today talk wasn't just on the government shutdown, but also on a lockdown after shots were fired near the Capitol building. With us from Washington, D.C., Reed Wilson, who runs the Washington Post's GovBeat blog. Reed, what was it like there today when the shooting incident occurred?
Well, you know, I had actually just gone through the Capitol complex about, as far as I can tell, about 15 minutes before the situation took place. I can tell you, as I was leaving, I was passed by about the entire Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police Department. It was quite the scene when an incident, something threatens either the White House or the Capitol, and in this case, this incident threatened both. The police and fire officials around here do not take it lightly, and they didn't today, and everybody turned out. It appears as if only one Capitol Police officer was injured, though those reports have not been completely confirmed by Capitol Hill police officials.
Back to the business of trying to get the government open. What's the latest today?
Well, they went from being locked down to observing a moment of silence on the floor of Congress to re-arguing about repealing a medical device tax. The bottom line, though, is that we are no closer to a solution than we were yesterday. The four leaders of Congress, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, Mitch McConnell, and John Boehner, went to the White House yesterday. Absolutely nothing came of those talks. President Obama reiterated his opposition to negotiating on either the debt ceiling or the continuing resolution, which means that, you know, we haven't really moved at all. And I think there are a lot of folks who are sort of convinced that we're in this for the long haul now, that we could have 2 or 3 weeks of shutdown and possibly even have the shutdown tie into the debt ceiling talks. That would be a fascinating development, maybe the genesis for a grand bargain. Though the notion of a grand bargain has been much talked about but little achieved in recent years.
Can you expand on what that grand bargain would be? We've heard talk of it.
Well, that's the thing. There are no details. It could be some kind of multi-year deal to raise the debt ceiling in exchange for some taxes or other, but President Obama has been pretty clear that he is not interested in negotiating over the debt ceiling, and if that remains his position, then the notion of the grand bargain is dead. And by the way, let me throw something else out here. The Capitol Police officers who responded to the shooting today, they are affected by the sequester, too. They all showed up to work today, but they are not being paid until the government reopens.
This whole thing is just really surreal, isn't it, Reed? Tell us just exactly how much pressure John Boehner is under right now. We keep hearing he could call for a vote and it'd be over.
He could. And in fact, it looks like there are the votes in the House of Representatives to actually pass what's called a clean continuing resolution. There are at least 19 Republicans who say they would vote for it. Add that to the 200 Democrats in Congress, and he's got more than the 218 you need to pass a bill. John Boehner is under tremendous pressure right now to sort of figure out a way to get away from this. The Republicans know that they're in a losing position. They know that they sort of backed themselves into a corner, largely thanks to Senator Ted Cruz and the fact that his entire sort of plan to, remember that giant filibuster that wasn't really a filibuster, he didn't really have an end strategy for that. Now Republicans find themselves backed into a corner. They've got to find a way to save some face. John Boehner is the guy who's going to have to do that. Whether or not it is breaking the so-called Hastert rule by allowing a vote on a measure that doesn't have 218 Republican supporters or some other way, something's got to give, and I think Boehner realizes that he's the one who is going to have to give.
Thank you, Reed. That's Reed Wilson, who runs the GovBeat blog for the Washington Post. Follow him at Post Reed. Thank you, Reed.